For KBIO News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Thousands of mid-Missourians are still without power this afternoon after a severe thunderstorm tore through the area late last night. According to Columbia Fire Department Battalion Chief John Metz, a line of thunderstorms that came through mid-Missouri around 11:30 last night caused significant damage. His department alone received more than 40 calls about storm damage between then and 1:30 this morning, with reports of utility lines down, tree damage, and some damage to homes from falling trees. No major injuries have been reported. Overnight, Columbia Water and Light reported more than 1,300 residents without power. As of 4:30 this afternoon, that number dropped to just over about 5,500 still without power, according to Water and Light's online outage map. Most of the major outages are on the west side of the city. Boone Electric Cooperative and Ameren, Missouri, both show that they have restored power to almost all of their customers. Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed legislation that would have shifted responsibility for regulating Missouri deer ranches to the Department of Agriculture instead of the Department of Conservation. Nixon said he vetoed the bill today, partly because he believes it would thwart the state's effort to prevent deer disease. The legislation would have classified captive deer as livestock similar to cattle, hogs, and sheep. That would have subjected deer ranchers to agricultural rules and made them eligible for sales tax exemptions. The measure was backed by the deer ranching industry and others who are opposed to tougher regulations being proposed by the Conservation Department. Last month, the agency endorsed a proposed rule change that would ban the importation of deer from other states and require double fencing for new permit holders. Governor Jay Nixon says he is leaning towards opposing an August ballot measure that would amend the Missouri Constitution to include a right to farm. The Democratic governor has not publicly taken a position on the proposal, but was asked about it today by the Associated Press. Nixon said he believes supporters and opponents of the measure are both overstating the significance of it. Nixon said he typically opposes addition to the Constitution unless he believes they are really necessary, so he said he is leaning against the right to farm measure. The Missouri Republican Party has officially endorsed the proposal. Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster, who is running for governor in 2016, plans to hold an event Wednesday in support of the ballot measure as well. After three delays, the world's tallest water slide is scheduled to open this week. Officials at Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City, Kansas, said today that the public will be able to ride the Verrucht slide starting Thursday. The ride was originally scheduled to open on May 23rd when the water park season began, but there were numerous delays to allow for more testing. Riders on the Verrucht, which means insane in German, plummet at 60 to 70 miles per hour on four-person rafts. The University of Missouri is expanding an early alert system that tracks academic performance to all four of its campuses this fall. Joseph Leahy has details.
The expansion follows the success of a pilot program at Mizzou that gives advisors real-time grading information on students and tracks performance trends among classes and subjects. The program will allow faculty, staff, and students to address academic issues more quickly, says John Fougere, Chief Communications Officer for the UM system.
Really, the technological advances of the program will allow our advisors on our four campuses to actually have more time for the personal one-on-one with students that's so key to advising students as they go forward.
The program is developed by the company Starfish and part of the UM system's Comprehensive Retention Initiative, which aims to boost retention and graduation rates. The $1.9 million initiative is funded by an annual per-credit-hour student fee. I'm Joseph Leahy.
The MU Advancement Team and the university community have raised a record $164.5 million in the 2013-14 fiscal year, surpassing the record of $160.5 million raised in 2008. MU Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton praised the Advancement Team's efforts, noting private philanthropy and fundraising are vital to the university's ability to support student scholarships and attracting and retaining top-notch teachers and researchers. Tri-chair of the One Mizzou Comprehensive Fundraising Campaign, Richard Miller, called the record number both timely and a positive step towards the future, as there had been a reduction in state funding this past year. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.